Hi, it's Tim Dre, president of the Illinois AFL-CIO. Thank you for listening to The Worker's Mic, supported by the Illinois AFL-CIO, fighting every day for working families. Visit ilafl-cio.org today. Enjoy the show, and remember, it's better in a union.
You're listening to The Worker's Mic, powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premis Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Worker's Mic right here on 720 WGN, powered by the National Coalition of Labor. And as we stated at the top of the hour, we're super stoked today to have Dave Mallett from Megan Financial. You know, Megan Financial is one of our biggest, if not the biggest sponsor that we have, right?
Here with us since day one.
Premier sponsor.
Yeah, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And what's your title?
Chief Operating Officer.
Chief Operating Officer. That's COO.
It's very good, Ken.
Thank you so much. And so what does that mean in plain English?
Yeah, it you know, in working with our CEO and owner, Ron Whittingham, who's been on the show many times.
Never heard of him.
You know, we kind of talked about this role going back a year ago, and there's a lot going on at Megan Financial, right? You know, he's taken that company so many places in the last two decades in terms of the growth we've seen.
For sure.
You know, we're not a small shop anymore.
Yeah.
We're 50 employees.
Wow.
Half of those client-facing, half of those helping support right in a client service capacity. And really the vision for my role was, how do we become more efficient and productive? Right, and help the listeners here who have relationships with us, and those who don't, you know, how can we serve more of them in the future? And then, you know, how can we grow our business and offer more services?
What were you before this, or before you came over to Megan?
Yeah, I spent you know, most of my career in the retirement services industry.
Okay.
I spent half
working at retirement homes?
No. Not quite.
Different type of service.
I spent the first part of my career at a company called Morningstar that does investment research and investment management here in Chicago.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Worked there and learned all about retirement. We provided advice to large employers, plan sponsors.
Yeah,
we worked with record keepers. Yep. We worked with investment consultants. I spent the last half of my career in strategy and technology and consulting.
Okay.
Working with large retirement service providers.
So did your role COO exist before you got there?
It did not.
Okay, so this is a brand new role.
It's the foresight of Ron and the group to say, hey, what got us here won't get us where we need to go, and can we bring other people to help drive this?
Yeah.
What's accounting for all the growth in your estimation? Is it just, is we're getting out to more and more?
I'm just trying to set us up here, Ken. Yes.
You know, we're dominant in the Chicago market here. I think there's so much more we can do in Chicago. And with the help of you guys, you know, we're sitting across from this NCL thing is real and growing. And there's just so much more I think we can do. And we have a niche. And I think there's the Midwest and the nation, right, that needs to.
I love the fact that you actually pronounce that word right. Most people say niche. It's niche, right?
Okay. Do you order a croissant, Ken? I bet you don't.
A
croissant.
I bet you say that.
Yes.
<That's>
Well, being genuine has its cost too, Ken.
Yeah. So, all right, let's switch topics here. And by the way, Megan Financial. Let's just say this: they provide financial services, obviously for unions. Unions only, labor. You'll take the occasional non-union person, et cetera. But it's a labor-facing firm. They have been with the coalition since day one. They're fantastic. And we got them from Local 134 of the electricians, so we didn't have to reinvent the wheel. They had been with them for 20-plus years. Great track record. And so what they do is, for those listening out there, and this is, once again, all about, you know, sort of one of our goals here on the Worker's Mic is to promote financial literacy. Our members need to get financially literate, period, the end, right? Mm-hmm. Because the 1% has it, the rich people have it, the millionaires, billionaires, et cetera, they got it all, and we in the middle class go to work, go to the bar, go home, go back to work, go to the bar, go home. You know what I mean? So
hope and pray that your retirement benefits are.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yes.
And look, that's also the benefit of being in a union is you can kind of set it and forget it. You can go to work, go to the bar, and go home because when you retire, everything is there for you.
Right.
But you should know about all this stuff and ways to maximize your benefits. So that's what Megan Financial does, and what they do for the NCL participants is they give them a discount if you move your 401k over to them at the end of your career. Yep. So it just makes perfect sense. They know about pensions, they know about health insurance, RMSPs, like all the nomenclature that we have in the building trades and in union world. Megan is already familiar with it, so you don't have to go to your financial planner and go, I have a pension. Well, right. What's that?
How does that work?
Yeah, what is it? You have another 401k? No, I have a pension. Well, what does that mean?
And you get a whole career of free advice from Megan.
Wherever you are in your journey.
And
right?
I think something that's so important is your fiduciaries as well. So yes. you're not trying to direct them to something that's going to net higher fees. The advice you give them has got to be what's in their best interest.
That's correct. Wherever they are in their journey, starting off, right? Everyone needs help thinking about these
things. You make a good point, Ed. I always forget this. Once in a while, right? But I always forget this. Like, if you're in the union world, right, and you're on staff side, you get questions all the time like, hey, I'm getting ready to retire. What should I do? What should I do here? What should I do here? And you know, they're going to you for advice because you've known the guy for 30 years, right? You know his family. They trust you, et cetera. Technically, you're not allowed to give them, you know, financial advice.
Right.
So we go, hey, you know where you can get that advice? Megan Financial. What's the phone number at Megan?
It's 708-444-1090.
444-1090. Now, you would think it would be W-2, not 1090. That's a tax joke.
You're like a week late on the IRS humor.
Good point. All right. So say it again.
708-444-1090.
All right. Very good. Now let's switch gears and why you're here. So we first met you about a year ago. Yeah.
Beyonda, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the things that Ed and I have found traveling around the country is that not everybody has what Chicago has, right? So in Chicago, we are blessed, you know, especially in the building trades. We have pensions, we have health insurance, we have 401ks, right? You name it, we have it.
Yep.
But what was the statistic that you said in terms of the rest of the United States?
Yeah, I think the average or the median retirement savings for American workers over age 18 is $995. That's the median number for what people have saved for retirement. And it's around half of American workers have no option for
access.
Retirement saving, no access through their employer, you know, to pay into a 401k or get a pension or anything like that.
Or a match or anything like that, right? Yep. So they don't even have, there's no mechanism.
There's nothing available to
them. So unless they have the wherewithal to go, you know what, I need to set up my own 401k. And by the way, how are you supposed to do that, right? You're Joe Workerbee that has no access to any of this information.
It's costly. It's complex.
Yeah. Right? You don't know and who to trust, right? Who's going to rip you off and all this kind of stuff. So what we found going around the country is there are unions out there that either they rely on the employer to provide them with a 401k, not a pension, a 401k, or sometimes they don't have anything, right? Yep. No 401k, no pension, no nothing. So what Megan Financial did with the help of the NCL, we helped stand it up, but it really is going to be a separate entity from the NCL. And a bunch of operating engineer business managers said, hey, we need to create something. Yep. And let's use the model of the coalition, right? Economies of scale.
Mm-hmm.
Let's open something big. So we formed what? We formed our own annuity.
Yeah.
And we call it an annuity, but it's not really an annuity. That's just the word for it.
It's the mechanism like a 401k, right? This is the employers contributing on behalf of the members. It will be their money day one vested, right? They'll have access to that money in retirement starting at 59 and a half.
What's it called?
The Union Strength Annuity.
I'm sorry, did you say USA?
USA.
We should have a USA chant button.
Yeah, we should. Hold on.
China.
No. Wrong button.
So it's called the USA. Union Strength.
Did you come up with that?
No, actually, Mike Bertolone from Local 18 came up with that.
Is that him?
The operators.
I was wondering.
Yeah, Union Strength Annuity.
We got a nice logo. I think Ed made that.
You made the logo?
I have my people.
I had it made.
So, all right. So we stood up this thing, right? And I say we, I really do mean Megan Financial, because you guys took the lead and put the RFP out, and we got the great Travis Ketterman.
Yes, yes.
Our
great
lawyer,
partner for us.
Right? Right? And we had just a bunch of really smart people in the room. You know, I literally just sat there and watched while you guys did this thing, went out for RFP. We did all the, you know, vetted everybody and came up with an annuity, yeah. Right? And I say annuity, I really mean a 401k.
Defined contribution plan.
Defined contribution plan. Not a pension, right? An annuity,
yes.
Right? So unions that are listening out there, if you don't have one, here it is. It's built for you.
It is.
You don't have to.
All are welcome.
Build, right? You just come on in.
No matter the size, right?
And it's going to be multi-trade.
Yes, multi-state.
Multi-state, union-sponsored annuity. Now, sitting on the board are going to be, I think, four. Is it four?
To start.
Four union members?
No, right? Three to start.
Three right. to start. Okay. And three management yeah. trustees.
That's right.
Okay. So it's not like this thing is like, hey, the union just wants our money. It's actually going to be... governed by both sides, right? And it has to go through all these regulations, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why we have lawyers. But right out of the gate, Dave.
8,000 members by end of year one.
By end of year one.
Wow. 20,000 by end of year two. That's and we, how many phone calls and conversations have we had about?
And that's a low estimate, yeah. Right?
Oh, for sure. That's so, what we just so, see line of
so
sight.
So if you take this to its logical conclusion and you say to unions out there, hey, you don't have one? Guess what? Here it is. Take right. it, put it into your contract. Now you have one.
Yeah.
And by the way, employers like 401ks, right? Because A, they're not pensions.
There's no withdrawal liability.
There's no withdrawal liability. That's exactly yeah. right. And so, you know, and it's a way to keep.
They own it.
And
it's
also
liquid.
A way to keep good employees, keep employees, yes. right? So, they, you know, you would think that the good ones anyway should want to give it, right?
It's also a strong selling point to non-union contractors to become signatory.
There's no question about it.
You don't have to worry about your employees' retirement benefits.
That's right.
This is all handled for you.
Right. So,
and one of the benefits, I think, of doing it this way is if you're a union that's got 500 members and you wanted to start something like this up, with 500 people and no money to start it out, the fees are high.
Crazy
if you come into something that's got 8,000, 20,000, 30,000 people with, you know, $10, $100 million in assets, the fees are lower. So smaller unions can get into something at a much, much more, you know, like attractive price.
And, Dave, all they have to do is physically pick up the phone, call you. Look, they can call us and we can guide them to you. But all they have to do is join.
Yep.
Right? They don't have to
everything's ready.
Build anything. They don't have to hire lawyers. There's no upfront costs. Just join.
Yep.
Drop it in your contract, and voila, your members have
ready
a brand new benefit.
Yes.
So that's really, really cool. I think, you know, if I'm reading the tea leaves right, and I think I am, at the end of the day, the model should be similar to the National Coalition of Labor, which is let's take all of the 401ks and let's move them into, you know, one, you know, product. Hopefully it would be the USA. And then let's not only lower the cost of doing business, let's have them pay us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yep.
Like that's there's a world in which that happens, correct?
There is.
The big boys, right? The huge ones that have 401ks, you know, we don't I forget what our fees are at 150, but when we started, we were paying blank number of dollars per month. Per member, correct?
Yeah, it was a brand new fund. So when it started, like I said, it had no assets. So the fees, the per member per month fees were really high.
Right.
And then over years, as you know, the balance came to be, you know, $200, $300, $500 million.
Yeah.
You go back and say, we've got money here. You're not going to charge these kind of fees. And they've gradually reduced to the fees to the point where I think that they're paying in to cover like administrative costs at this point.
I think that's exactly right.
Scale's a powerful thing.
Scale's powerful, right? And I know for a fact that, you know, there was a point where they gave us a bunch of money and Sweeney simply dispersed that money
right.
amongst the membership, mm-hmm. right? And so that's the scale. And you guys are now, in my opinion, A, smart enough, and B, big enough. You got the power to do this, right? You're bringing on people like yourself, Dave. Where'd you go to school?
I went to a small school in Ohio called the College of Worcester, and then I got my MBA from Northwestern.
North what?
Northwestern.
I think that's in Kansas.
Huh. Well, you know,
I'm sure it's a good school.
Yeah, I mean, it's no John Marshall, but like one day.
You ever hear of Northern Illinois University? You know, kids, there's something to shoot for.
The real Northern, right?
I knew he was going to come out with some Ivy League stuff. I just knew it. You can look at him, right?
Yeah,
he looks Ivy League.
I mean, you want people managing your money who know what they're doing.
There's no question about it. You absolutely do. Listen, Dave, thank you so much. Say the phone number for Megan Financial one more time.
708-444-1090.
All right, listen, you guys do a great job for us, a great job for our brothers and sisters out there in labor. If you need something, give those guys a shout. And then we're going to talk as this thing grows. Obviously, we'll have you back on
and continue the
conversation about this annuity. So we will be right back with more of the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN.
Investment Executive, 15321 South 94th Avenue, Suite 100, Orland Park, Illinois, 60462, 708-444-1090. Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, a broker-dealer and a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. The views depicted on this broadcast are general in nature and are provided for informational use only. The views are not necessarily those of Cetera Advisors, LLC. They should not be considered as specific investment or tax advice. All information is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Investment decisions should be based on individuals' own goals, time horizon, and tolerance for risk. Consult your investment and/or tax professional regarding your unique situation.